Hello, everyone. This is Darcy here again. This is Audio Mo Day 3, June 3rd, 2020. And this is going to be very quick because it's almost midnight. It's almost day 4, I guess. And sort of the goal, which I know it doesn't really matter, but the goal I set for myself is I have to get these out before the end of the day. So I'm going to try and do that. And so I won't really have much to talk about today, but I did want to talk a little bit about how I am listening to Audio Mo this year. And because this is something I'm going to try and do a lot more this year than I have in the past. The last couple of years, I have, I've been posting and everything like that. And I do listen to a few people. I've always listened to a few people. But I want to try and listen to a lot more people this year and you know, hopefully interact with people more online and all that. And get to know people. And so I'm trying to figure out the best ways to listen to people. And it's interesting because it's great that there are so many ways of people sending audio. But the trick is to be able to listen to all of it. And so I thought I would share a tool that I use that it's a website. And it's a website that I'm surprised people don't talk about more than they do, because it is super useful, but I rarely, if any, hear anyone say anything about it. And I've been using it for years and years, and it's got a really weird name, though. It's called Huffduffer. I believe it's HuffDuffer.com, and you create an account, and what you do is they give you a little bookmarklet, and if you're on a page where there's some sort of audio, and you click on this bookmarklet, it will try its best to figure out the audio you want, and, you know, a name and everything, and, you know, you fill in, you select all this stuff. Usually it's filled in by default, and you hit the button. And then it has a custom RSS feed that you subscribe to in your podcatching client, and then any of these things come through as a podcast. And that really helps with a lot of things. One of the things it does, or at least it did the last time I used it, hopefully this still works, is it would grab the audio from YouTube videos. So a lot of people are using YouTube now, so that's one way to go. But audio boom works. A lot of typical things work. I don't know if mine, I think mine does, but it doesn't fill in because I'm just linking directly to the MP3. So it doesn't give you a title or anything, which you need to have. I need to do something better there. But anyway, I just thought I would, for people, especially if you are browsing through the search thing, and you maybe don't have time to listen to everybody's post right away, but you want to, the Huffduffer is a really good tool that I think anyone should look into. And I'll be back with more tomorrow.